Matt Tow joins me now after Brayhead Clan 7-2 win over Nottingham Panthers, but they will go down 10-7 on aggregate. The coach described it as bittersweet. Is that the way you're feeling right now?
Yeah, definitely. After the 8-0, it was pretty embarrassing, and we knew we needed to come out tonight and put a show on, and not just for the Challenge Cup, for the league in general. The last few weeks, our play's not been up to standard, and we know that, and it's good to just get a win and build from there, to be honest.
Just a shame a 7-2 win over the Panthers isn't on any other night, isn't it? That'd have been a fantastic league result, for example.
Oh, definitely. Nottingham are a top-class team, and to beat them 7-2, they went with a starter as well, and we deserved it tonight. The guys worked hard, took the chances, so it was fun to be a part of.
How much did the coaches' comments affect the way you played tonight? Obviously, you had very strong words after the loss in Dundee, urging you guys to look yourselves in the mirror, I think was one of the things he said. What was your reaction to that?
Well, obviously, we needed a reaction. The way things have got, it's not the coach's fault. They put the systems in place and we weren't playing to them, and we needed to react. Some of the leaders in the room stepped up and had some words as well, and it's good to bounce back like that.
You were on the wrong end of a check-in to the head from Joe Grimaldi. What do you remember about that?
I just remember seeing his shoulder in my nose. That's about it, but it is what it is. He got kicked out, and I think that's a fair call at the end of the day, but...
You took some treatment as well. It took you a few minutes before you were back on the ice as well.
Yeah, just a little nosebleed. Needed to stop that and got back out there. It was fine.
You've got Hull on Saturday. Hull are a team that Brayhead haven't done too well against this year. That goes with the fact that Hull have improved as a team going by the results as well. Confidence, you've got a boost from that from tonight. It's important you take that into Saturday's game, isn't it?
Oh, without doubt. You know, Hull, they've had our number this year. They're a very attacking team. They've got some great players and they're having a good year themselves. So we need to find a way to beat them. We've been in games with them and just haven't had that extra push to get the win. So Saturday's going to be a different game, hopefully.
Jeremy Tendler was always their main goal threat, but this year they've added Doucet to their team as well. Oh. You've got two guys that are scoring goals and picking up points for fun. How do you stop guys like that?
I think if we just stick to the game plan, we have support the defence because they're doing a great job, and then as forwards we need to be back there and give them a little bit of extra help. But they're dangerous, just don't give them too much time and space, and we should hopefully can stop them from doing their job.
It's a conference game as well. Are they more important than the cross-conference games, do you think? Especially when you get to this time of the year?
At this time of the year, yeah, I'd say so. They're all big games, but looking at our record in our own conference, we need to start picking some wins up there, because obviously if you're in the conference, you're the top seed, and we'd be seeded second, I guess, the way things are going. But every game's big, so the likes of Nottingham, Sheffield, when we're playing them, we need to pick up wins also.
Joel Champagne, a good performance from him tonight. 1-4. Ash Goldie gets a hat trick as well. Would have been hard to pick a man of the match from those two.
Definitely, definitely. Joel, he's a consistent performer. He's big, he's strong, and he's smart. And every night, you know what you're going to get from him. And Ash, put the puck on his stick, and it's going to be a goal.
Coach, you said it's hard work for you guys all week on the back of what happened last week. He said the same again tonight. How's it been coming into practice? You been worked harder?
A lot harder, yeah. To be honest, it's not been no fun this week, and we deserved it. We needed a kick up the backsides, and that's what the coaching staff's there to do, is to find a way. And to be honest, we needed to win tonight to hopefully have a bit more fun in practice, and it's a lot more fun to win, isn't it?
Certainly is. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you.